I had Michael Yon in studio today for a couple hours. Actually, it's probably 3 hours total because we did a little over an hour with The Duran, which is Alex Christofaru and Alexander Mercuris. They have a really wonderful show. And so Michael Yon and I were guests together on The Duran Live. And then Michael did an interview with me, which is actually what he was scheduled to do. He just came early to be on with The Duran, which was really awesome. It's great to be able to do that together. And Michael talked to me about the coming civil war in America and other things. Talked about Israel, the destruction of Israel that seems to be the current trajectory. Unless something changes, Israel's going to have a very difficult time surviving this. And he explains why in the interview, if you want to hear that. But Michael said that the civil war in America is now inevitable. We've crossed the Rubicon, okay? We cannot prevent civil war from happening in America. It's going to happen. And that really struck me because I've always thought, I guess up until today, that maybe it could be averted. And then I got to thinking, listening to Michael, that yeah, even if Trump wins the election, that's not going to stop the civil war. It's actually going to cause the left to erupt in a civil war. And if Joe Biden wins this election, well, then the states have no choice but to secede, because the Biden regime has abandoned its responsibilities as a federal government on the border and many other issues, you know, currency, money printing, the rule of law, all of it, the rules of war, you name it. So either way, whether Biden or Trump wins, or even if it's somebody else that wins, we end up in a civil war. And I realized today, thanks to Michael Yon, that is inevitable. There is no stopping that war. And that means that the American people had better get ready for this inevitability. And I asked Michael during the interview, which is definitely worth watching, like what he thought this war would look like. Is it going to be like a domestic uprising? You know, what's it going to be? And he said something that shocked me. He said, well, he thought that for one thing, he thought he was going to have to be hiding Jews. I'm like, what do you mean hiding Jews? He's like, well, because he says like a lot of Jewish people in America are not supporting what Israel's doing, that's for sure. But being Jewish in America and how America and Israel are, you know, angering all the Islamic people all over the world because of what's happening in Gaza, that there could very easily be some radicalized, you know, Middle Eastern terrorist types that come into the United States across the open border. And his concern was that they would start hunting Jews. And I asked, I said, well, what do you mean? Like attacking synagogues and things? Or he's like, he said, I'm surprised that hasn't happened already. And, you know, this is horrifying to hear because, number one, we don't want to see a civil war in America. We don't want to see violence breaking out of any kind. And we most certainly do not want to see, you know, Jews being hunted and killed on American soil. For God's sake, that's not acceptable. Or anybody being hunted and killed. But, you know, because of history, the idea of Jews being hunted even has more of a dark resonation than almost any other ethnic group, I suppose. But Michael Yon said, yeah, we may have to, you know, we may have to hide Jews, we may have to protect them against what's coming. Now, so that's one aspect of the coming civil war that may erupt. So from that perspective, Michael Yon is talking about some radical Islamic elements in the U.S. crossing the tipping point, you know, snapping, and then going off against targets in the U.S. Now, I want to say for the record that Islam is a religion that teaches peace, by the way, as does Judaism, as does Christianity, as does Buddhism. All the world's religions teach peace. So I am not here saying that just because a person is Islamic, that means they're a violent terrorist. I mean, that whole stereotype caricature post 9/11 propaganda brainwashing bullcrap, I don't fall for that. I absolutely welcome people who practice Islam as neighbors and community members and community leaders to be part of America. They are part of America. There are so many great Muslims in America. So don't think that I'm one of these people that's going to say like all Muslims are terrorists. No, come on, give me a break. But what the U.S. and Israel are doing is so outrageous with the genocide against the Palestinian people, dropping 2,000-pound bombs on refugee camps and hospitals and residential buildings in Gaza. That, those war crimes, they are so outrageous, they are so inhumane, they are likely to spark a reaction. A reaction among some people, some minority of people who will react in a violent way. I mean, let's be honest about that too. That's definitely a possibility. But the civil war in America won't be just that component. The civil war, if Trump wins the election, which is, I think that's the course that we're on, is Trump winning, the radical left will be far more dangerous than any radical Islamic terrorists, from my point of view. I think the radical left will go utterly insane with violence and terrorism and attacks on government buildings. You know, I mean, think about 2020 with Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots in the cities where they were attacking federal buildings and law enforcement officers. Think about that times 1,000. That's the kind of civil war that I think we're looking at. And then taking advantage of that, we might have activation of like CCP agents that have been implanted across America, or maybe some, you know, narco cartel leaders taking advantage of the situation, trying to cause chaos. So we're talking about multiple vectors here, but I think the most dangerous vector, in my opinion, is the radical left. These people are incompatible with civilization, and they have the potential to be incredibly violent. They've been brainwashed to think that Trump is a threat to democracy. Like, how can they even think that Biden is running a democracy? You know, Biden is an authoritarian fascist, and that's what the left has become. But because they've been so brainwashed, they will do anything and everything to fight against a Trump administration, which means the radical left will go insane, you know, attacking conservatives, attacking Trump supporters, attacking maybe Christian churches, like burning down churches, burning down government buildings, carrying out acts of terrorism, blowing up bridges and spiking railroad tracks and who knows what else, like poisoning the water supply. I mean, anything's possible from these lunatics on the left. That's going to be the greatest risk, in my opinion. So the civil war is going to be not obviously North versus South or even certain states versus certain other states. It's going to be waged, frankly, in every county. It's going to be, you know, block by block, town by town. It's going to be people within the same neighborhoods, radical leftists, you know, rising up and try to murder their neighbors because they don't agree with the belief system of their neighbors. Or maybe their neighbor had a Trump sign in their yard, and so some violent leftist wants to, you know, murder them because they're Trump supporters. That's the kind of thing that I'm very concerned about. Now, here's the good news in all of this. As you know, I have some good contacts and ties with law enforcement, both active duty and also retired. My assessment is that law enforcement, at least the ones that I know, which are predominantly in Texas, they are so ready to be given the order to enforce. Enforce the law. Enforce traffic laws, you know, speeding laws, like kick ass on enforcement. Law enforcement is so sick and tired of having their hands tied by these bureaucrats. If Trump gets into the White House and Trump gives the order from the top down to say it's time for law enforcement in America to start enforcing the law, which, I mean, it sounds hilarious that we even have to say that. But if Trump gives that example from the top down, it's going to allow at the county level, sheriff's departments, it's going to allow at the city level, many city cops, even left-leaning city cops who are tired of all the violent crime from the illegals, they're all going to get behind Trump's new posture, which is, frankly, a get-tough-on-crime posture. And in doing so, they're going to mass arrest and then mass deport millions of illegals and get them out of America. And the willingness to do that is ready. law enforcement just can't wait for that order to be given, frankly. And I can't wait for that order to be given. It's time to get tough against the criminals. I mean, it's long overdue to do this. We got to get tough against the criminals. We got to get tough against the child traffickers and the fentanyl traffickers and all the other criminal cartels that are coming across the open border and carrying out all these crimes in America. We got to get tough with them. No more excuses. No more sanctuary status. We get tough or we lose our country. And so I can see in some areas, especially like rural counties, really deputizing certain groups of citizens to defend the county or defend the town or defend the roadway, you know, defend the bridge, whatever, defend key infrastructure against the sabotage efforts of the terrorists and the illegals that are being activated as the radical left tries to destroy America from within. Understand, a lot of attacks will be targeting infrastructure. You're going to have attacks on transportation trucks. You're going to have attacks on fuel refineries and bridges and so on. So you're going to have a real shutdown, not 100%, of course, but you're going to have a lot of supply chain breakdowns happening during this time. So it's going to be a lot more challenging to get your food supply, to get fuel, you know, to get parts for anything, to get ammunition, to get firearms. Like, all these things are going to become a lot more challenging, which is why it's critical to continue as you can and as makes sense for you to continue to, you know, stock up on those things that are going to be very critical in a civil war scenario. So, you know, think about all the things that matter. And I've got a free ebook on this, by the way, or an audiobook called Resilient Prepping. And you can download that at resilientprepping.com. And you can go through that, learn from it. And it gives you off-grid, like high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech solutions for every key area that you need to cover, from medicine, communications, food, shelter, self-defense, you name it. So it's a really handy guide to have. You can download all the MP3 files right now. You can listen to that. It's been out for a couple years now. But in listening to that, hopefully then you can shore up all the things where you don't have enough supplies right now. I don't know if that's like, maybe you're lacking iodine because of the threat of nuclear war. Maybe you don't have a year's supply of food yet. It's probably a really important idea to have at least a year's supply of food for everybody in your household. Maybe you don't have enough emergency medicine. Maybe you don't have enough gauze. Maybe you don't have enough chlorine dioxide. You know, just go to Safrax.com, S-A-F-R-A-X. They sell chlorine dioxide tablets. You just toss them in water. It makes instant chlorine dioxide, which kills like Ebola and COVID and everything on surfaces. I mean, it's, you know, you can use it in third world countries. They use it for surgical prep, by the way. It's a sanitation, very handy sanitation chemical. But that's just one example. Check out all your supplies, check out your food, check out your ammo, you know, check out your money. I will plug one thing there. That's goldbacks. Goldbacks have real physical gold in every goldback. And I've done the lab tests on these to determine how much gold they have and the purity of the gold. And it all came back with glowing numbers. I mean, the goldbacks are amazing. You can go to verifiedgoldbacks.com and get yourself some of these goldbacks. And you actually have physical gold in a very divisible form that's also beautiful and instantly recognizable by a lot of people, because everybody loves the way gold looks, and you're looking at the gold when you're looking at goldbacks. So get yourself some goldbacks, or maybe if you want gold and silver coins, that's also another option. You can go to metalswithmike.com if you want just more traditional gold and silver coins. Those are our sponsors in those spaces. And thank you for supporting our sponsors too, by the way. But whatever you do, I mean, maybe you need some just green cash too. Don't rely on banks to be functional. Don't rely on currency to hold its value, because it's not. Don't rely on grocery stores to be open. Don't rely on gas stations to be functioning. Don't rely on the power grid. You know, what are you going to do when the power grid goes down? And part of the civil war will be the targeting. You know, radical left-wing groups will target power infrastructure because they do not want red states to have a functioning power grid. And so they'll try to take it down. I mean, we're talking about sabotage terrorism all across the country. That's what the Civil War is going to look like. All kinds of sabotage. And, you know, a lot of people are going to be in dire straits when they don't have electricity, they don't have backup food, they don't have a water supply, they don't have water filters. Most people are flat out not prepped. Maybe more and more are because of what's happening, but a lot of people are not. Now, in case civil war doesn't happen, and I hope it doesn't, I don't want to see bloodshed on American soil, we have World War III, where Biden and whoever's running him, Michael Young called Joe Biden a meat puppet. I think that's very appropriate. Whoever's running the meat puppet Biden is pushing us into a thermonuclear war with Russia. It's like they want Russia to nuke America because they want to destroy America anyway, and this way they can blame Russia. So they keep trying to provoke Russia. And recently, Medvedev, who's the former president of Russia, by the way, and I forgot his exact title right now, but I think he's the defense minister or the equivalent in Russia. He said straight out, he said, look, NATO, if they attack us, they're going to push us into a last-ditch defense scenario where we are forced to use nuclear weapons. And that's what he said. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. And so if nuclear weapons start to get launched by Russia, I mean, who do you think they're going to hit? I mean, Russia can reach cities all over the world. They're going to hit Washington, D.C., man. They're going to hit London. They're going to hit Warsaw. They're going to hit military bases all over Europe. And they're going to take out military bases in the United States. You can be certain of it. That's exactly what's coming if this cycle of escalation does not stop. And the thing is, you know, in years past, when we would talk about the possibility of nuclear war one day, you always thought, well, that's way out of the future. That's not going to happen tomorrow. Well, now we're here, and it could happen tomorrow. It was kind of like pre-COVID, you know, I was talking about, oh, there might be a pandemic one day. It was one of those theories of why people prep. You know, they would have shows about it on the broadcast networks. What was that one show called? It was like Crazy Preppers or something. They would highlight preppers, right? And one of the scenarios was pandemic, and they would have all these people that are prepped for pandemics. And pretty much that show was designed to mock preppers and make them look like lunatics. Doesn't seem so crazy anymore. In fact, it's not crazy. You got the government of Germany telling its own citizens to build freaking bunkers at this point. Like telling them, you should build bunkers because war is coming. So we are right there. Like, this is what you have prepped for. If you've done any prepping in your life, this is the year that you prepped for. And if you're not done prepping, then this is your the window of prepping opportunity slamming shut, basically. I mean, it's amazing that our economy still functions right now. You can still order things. You can still get things delivered. You can still find food in the grocery store. You can still get, you know, diesel fuel at the local gas station or whatever. That's amazing. That's extraordinary. I don't know how long that's going to last. You know, the cell towers still work. What do you have for backup communications? You know, satellite phones, what have you. Hospitals still basically function, although they do murder a lot of people. But, you know, ERs still function. You know, if you cut yourself or something, you can go in, you can get stitched up, what have you. Those things still function. That may not be the case much longer. As the Civil War unfolds, things are going to get increasingly dicey. Supply chains are going to break down. And the institutions of society upon which most people rely, which includes food stamps, by the way, those systems are going to vanish. And you're going to be left with cities that are on fire, with civil unrest, massive riots, massive looting, war on the streets of the cities like Los Angeles and St. Louis and Chicago and Miami, probably, what have you. Although the Miami cops will crack down pretty swiftly, thanks to Governor DeSantis there. But the point is, wherever you are, you don't want to be anywhere near any high density population center when all this goes down, because it's going to be a straight up shooting war all across America. That's what Michael Young was warning me about today. It's going to be kinetic action across the United States or the disunited states of America. It's going to be a war zone. So ask yourself, honestly, are you ready for war? Are you ready for war to come to you? Are you ready for war in your city? In your neighborhood? I mean, for almost everyone, the answer is no, not ready for war to come to your doorstep. It's unthinkable for most people. But we can make it through this. I believe we can. I believe if we have enough preparedness supplies and we have the right spiritual attitude, we have faith in God and Christ and the protection of angels even. And if we have the truth and goodness on our side, which we do, we are the good guys in this war. We the people, we're the good guys. The enemies of America are the ones that stole the election and that are trying to see America invaded and overrun. Those are the enemies of America that are going to be waging war against the people of America. But I think the people can survive this. We can make it through. We can see the resurgence of the new America after all this chaos, and we can rebuild America and create a much better society after all of this. But we do have to persevere, and it's not going to be easy. So continue to get prepared as best you can. I'll mention our sponsors again, verifiedgoldbacks.com if you want to check out the goldbacks, or metalswithmike.com if you want to look at gold and silver. You can also get amazing food supplies from healthrangerstore.com. And we have organic butter powder back in stock now in the number 10 cans and also the pouches. And coming in shortly, we have heavy cream, certified organic, lab tested, heavy cream powder. It's just all cream and super delicious to add to a lot of recipes, plus cheese powder for long-term storage, certified organic, lab tested, all that. Plus hundreds of other products. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com, including iodine supplies and things like that. Even survival knives. Check out our line of knives that I co-designed with Dawson Knives. Just go to healthrangerstore.com and search on the term knife, and you'll see what we're talking about there. Super rugged, like combat-ready knives, man. No joke. No junk. Not made in China, made in Arizona with MagnaCut steel alloy. You'll see what I mean. But thank you for your support. God bless America. Get ready, everybody. Civil war is coming. Take care. Well, our formulators at healthrangerstore.com have been hard at work, and we've got two exciting new formulations to share with you. The first is banana, peanut butter, and chocolate superfood shake. And this, I mean, it's super delicious. Wait till you find out about the ingredients. You can find this at healthrangerstore.com. The ingredients are so clean and simple. Look at this. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, peanut butter powder, organic cocoa powder, and organic cocoa sugar. Notice, no flavors, no fillers, no artificial sweeteners, no aspartame, or of course, garbage like that. We don't use that stuff. This is available now. It's super delicious. It's an instant shake, and it's got whey protein in it. So that's even extra delicious. And then we have another product called Organic Adaptogen Ginger Latte. It's an immune support drink. It's available now in these 10-ounce bags. The ingredients on this are also really amazing. Of course, it's USDA organic, laboratory tested. But look at this. It's based on organic coconut milk powder, coconut sugar, ginger powder, reishi mushroom powder, and then some other mushrooms, shiitake, cordyceps, turkey tail, maitake, chaga, and lion's mane powder. So this is it's a ginger latte, super delicious, and it's got the immune support benefits of all those mushrooms. Both of these products are available now. Again, we've been very busy with a lot of new formulations, and these are just some of the few products that we have coming out. We've got a lot more. If you go to the homepage of healthrangerstore.com, you'll see we've also got organic purple barley flakes, which are very high in natural anthocyanins as well. This is an ancient grain that has some of the best nutritional potency of anything in the category of grains. So that's worth checking out. We've also got Greens Plus Superfood Powder and so much more. Check out what we have on sale this week right here. We've got featured categories.
We've got our new product lined up here. Oh, mango slices in number 10 cans. That's also certified organic and freeze-dried for long-term storage. And here's some pineapple wedges as well. Don't forget about our organic butter powder. I mean, we've got so much coming into stock right now. I think we have the best selection that we've ever had and a lot of new formulations that are incredibly delicious. So thank you for supporting us here at Brightown.com. And the way you support this platform is shopping at healthrangerstore.com, where our slogan is healing the world with clean food. We do more laboratory testing than anybody else in this space. Probably, I mean, anybody in the world. No retailer tests their food as extensively as we do. It's our food, our supplements, our personal care products, all of it laboratory tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, and of course, aflatoxin for the nuts and seeds, as well as microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, and more. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support.